Hello and welcome to another Thought for the Day from New Milton Evangelical Free Church. This morning we're going to begin a new series. We're going to be looking at what is commonly known as the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapters 5 to 7. And we're going to begin that today. But let's pray before we come to God's Word. Heavenly Father, we come to your Word again in the humility of spirit that asks that you teach us. Help us to be teachable. Help us to submit ourselves to your word, as well as to rejoice that the Lord Jesus Christ brings us the words of eternal life. These things are to do with the kingdom of heaven and not merely just how we are to live here on this earth of ours. So bless us, we pray, and speak to us as we read your word. Amen. So we're going to start chapter 5 and we'll read verses 1 to 3. Now when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him and he began to teach them. He said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." So we see why it's called the Sermon on the Mount. This is where Jesus used the availability of a natural pulpit, a raised area with a plateau probably for the crowds to accumulate on beneath him, a natural emporium in which he taught. And if we backtrack a couple of verses into the chapter previous, let's remember the chapter and verse divisions are not in the original text. We see that there were many thousands of people who actually were following Jesus. This is the beginning of the popular time of his ministry. We see that he has been busy in chapter 4 and verse 23, teaching in the synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, healing every disease and illness among the people. So much so that news has spread all through this northern area, all through Syria, Galilee, the Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and the region across the Jordan. And people throng to hear what he has to say and to see what he has to do. So the verse 1 of chapter 5 begins when Jesus saw the crowds, the many thousands who were coming after him. But notice that he isn't teaching the crowds. And this is an important thing to note about the Sermon on the Mount. He's teaching in the hearing of the crowds so that people can note what he says. But his concern, his focus, his priority is to teach his disciples. So we can say at the outset that the beginning of this big sermon, this amazing sermon, what we have come to call the Beatitudes, are actually instructions to those who already follow him, those who already believe in him. And so we see that for Christians, this is instruction for us. It isn't evangelism. It isn't how people are to start to follow him. Otherwise, we have just a series of moral aspects of living, and we could be tempted to conclude that if we live in this way, we will be acceptable to God. First, come to Jesus, then listen to what he teaches about how you are able to live. So here is the first one, these Beatitudes, how we are intended to be, if you like, someone has said, not my thought, someone else's. And here is the first one, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. I wonder how poor your spirit is today. Do you look inside you sometimes as a believer in Christ and think, I'm just a complete mess. I don't measure up at all. I keep failing Jesus in the way that I'm supposed to live. My prayer life is up and down like a yo-yo. My Bible reading is flawed, and sometimes it happens and sometimes it doesn't. I can go for prolonged periods of time without even thinking about my faith, without acknowledging Jesus. When I'm confronted with people who don't believe in him, I'm tempted to take a back seat and not speak of him at all. There is within me this sense of a poverty of my spirit, a neediness, a want, a failure, a lacking, well, you are poor in spirit. What do you come with to God that you can actually wave, as it were, as a credential in order for him to accept you? Well, nothing. The hymn writer said, nothing in my hand I bring, purely to thy cross I cling. And it's true that whenever we approach God, even as Christians of many years standing, our basis for coming to him never actually changes. We are the same impoverished spirits that we were when we first believed. And yet, you see the contrast here. The poor in spirit have belonging to them the kingdom of heaven. You may have nothing on this earth. You may feel that you are so weak in the way that you follow Jesus. But God says that in him, the kingdom of heaven is yours. He has granted it to you and bequeathed it to you as a child of his because of your belief in his son. So impoverished you may be in this world, but you are richer in eternity for all that. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. When you come before your heavenly Father and say, I have no right, I have nothing to bring you, nothing that I can give you that you haven't already given me, that poverty of spirit is the same humility that allows you to believe in the glorious gift of grace that yours is the kingdom of heaven. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this glorious truth. We pray that it might dawn on our souls like a rising sunrise this morning, and may it brighten our day to know that what you have given us is beyond measure, beyond all attempts to discover in terms of this world's values. Ours is the kingdom of heaven. Amen.